Leonard, is it awkward for you knowing that one of your dear friends had sexual intercourse with the woman you used to love in the very place you lay your head?
No, I'm fine with it.
That sounds like sarcasm, but I'm going to disregard it because I have an agenda. Paintball, specifically, the interdepartmental tournament this weekend. Now, in order to function better as a fighting unit, I thought we should establish a chain of command. Now, it goes without saying that I would outrank the three of you, but the question remains, by how much? Now, I don't see me as some four-star general back at HQ, riding a desk and playing golf with the Secretary of Defense, but I also can't be Sergeant Cooper, because that might lead you to think of me as just a regular Joe. This might take some thought, as you were.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey everybody, welcome back to PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast. And we're your hosts, Big Bang Theory super fans, Kat
and Paul.
And we're excited to be here for the beginning of season 5, episode 1.
I know.
Gank reflex analysis.
Season 5, everybody. That means
we're almost halfway through the series.
Almost halfway. When we hit season 6, we'll only have 6 to go. So we've got 7 seasons left until we get into young children. Now, last week's, we actually left on a cliffhanger. But before we get to that, last episode, I completely forgot because we were too excited about Oliver and his nose.
That was funny.
To discuss what last week's question is going to be.
We should put a picture of Oliver up on there. We should show everybody how cute Oliver is.
I will try to figure out how to do that. Now, last week's episode question is, have you ever had a roommate? Now, it'll already be in the show notes when you go to look for Spotify, so you'll actually see it there. But for anyone that doesn't look on the show notes, the last week's question was going to be and is going to be, have you ever had a roommate? So that is last week's episode question. This week's episode question, I will do at the end of this week's episode. Now, as I said, it left us on a cliffhanger from last season.
It's not what it looks like.
Last season was, it's not what it looks like. Now, what do we think of this episode?
This episode? Yeah. It's okay.
I thought it was good. Wasn't great. It was good. It still keeps you entertained. There's not a great deal of really moving along the storyline.
Yeah, there's not a lot of depth to it.
No. I mean, it would definitely come to you, like, obviously really realize, you know, Penny's predicament, what's going on. But it'll actually really show you the predicament that's going on, because Raj gets himself into quite a lot of problems because of certain things that he's actually done that nobody really knows about because he's only told certain people. But as I said, last season's episode was, it left on a cliffhanger. It's not what it looks like. So this episode starts off where we're in Caltech cafeteria. All it is right now is Sheldon and Leonard. And Sheldon is trying to solve the puzzle. It's not what it looks like. And so he is going through the whole scenarios of, it's not what it looks like. Let's put our thinking caps on. And he actually secures an invisible.
He mimes putting on a thinking cap. And flicking it around his
and
chin.
And he's like, right, now it's not what it looks like. Now, Penny came out of your bedroom and Raj in a sheet. Now, if we
can. And I'd like to point out that Leonard is having lunch across from him eating spaghetti.
Now, and as Sheldon says, now if we can work out the scenario, our first idea would be that they engaged in sexual intercourse. But Penny said it's not what it looks like, so we can rule that out. Now, Raj comes from a subtropical climate, and parasites are very common in that, such as
ringworms.
So ringworms. So what it could have been is that, and what happens is that the ringworms wait for the host to go to sleep, and then they crawl out of the the person's rectum. It's at this stage that Leonard spits out all his spaghetti,
and he's like, "Yes, much like that,
just like that." He said, "So what we can deduce from that is that Penny was waiting for Raj to fall asleep and had a flashlight and was helping remove the parasitic worms out of Raj's rectum."
So that's a true blue friend.
True blue friend. And of course, Leonard goes, okay, let's stop this right now. Raj and Penny had sex. And
genius.
He goes, oh, no. She said, it's not what it looked like.
She lied, genius.
And he goes, oh. Well, don't I look stupid wearing this? And
and Mime's taking off the hat and putting it on the table.
Now, just as he takes off the hat, we see that Howard and a very embarrassed Raj arrive at Sheldon and Leonard's dining. Well,
they come table, sit at the table with them,
and it's very awkward.
It's cold.
It is extremely cold because it's hey, and I like how as Sheldon comes back with, all right, I'll go along with it. Hey. And we find out that before we actually get into it, Sheldon informs everyone about the university's
No.
Yes.
No. Before that, he says, Leonard, is it awkward having Raj here knowing that he had sex with the woman that you used to be in love with?
Oh.
No. I'm fine with it. Well, I detect that is sarcastic, but I have an agenda, so I'm just going to let that go.
Right.
Now, paintball.
That's right. They're doing an university's interdepartmental paintball tournament.
Yes.
And, you know, after we find out that, you know, because I like how Sheldon comes back with, right, now, my first idea was to be lieutenant.
Was that we need to have a chain of command.
That's right.
And I obviously will outrank the three of you. Now, But by how much? Because I can't be a sergeant, because then I could just be thought of as a regular Joe and one of the guys. And I don't see myself as a general hanging back, just, you know, doing
hanging back at HQ and riding a desk and being untouchable.
And playing golf with the Secretary of Defense on the weekends. But.
Then he goes,
need some thought.
Yeah, yeah, as you were. And we find out that as you know, Sheldon is pondering about his rank, the guys start to gang up on Raj, angrily asking him how could he sleep with Penny. And Raj believes that Howard and Leonard are angry that he was the second choice to Penny after Leonard.
Yeah,
he actually thinks that this encounter is the, oh, Penny and I are in love.
Well, that's the thing, though, is he looks at Howard and he's like, why are you upset? And he's like, well, basically, you're just upset that it was me and not you. And he's like, well, if I wasn't engaged to Bernadette, it totally could have been me.
And I like it how Leonard comes back with, you really? Sheldon is ahead of you and he might not even have genitals.
And I love how eventually at some point Sheldon comes back and says, actually, I do have genitals. They are functional and aesthetically pleasing. Which reminds me.
Yeah.
There was a character continuity error that happened way early on. Mm. I think it was even in the first episode when they were at the sperm bank and Leonard made a reference to Sheldon basically being a world champion self-abuser.
Yes.
And Sheldon wouldn't do that.
No, I don't see Sheldon.
But it's like we missed talking about that.
I
don't think it really bears much talking about now.
No, but I can't see Sheldon. I can't see Sheldon masturbating, unfortunately.
No.
But I have genitals and they're aesthetically pleasing.
I can vouch for that.
Fabulous. Moving on.
And so can the dog.
I have lost all speech, everyone. Yeah, moving on. Well, Kat is immediately bursting into laughter.
That was funny.
That is very funny.
So but then Sheldon comes back.
Before that, we find out that Raj decides that he is now the one half of the Kuthra Penny relationship scenario. And I like it how Leonard goes, seriously, you
a month ago you were writing poetry, bad poetry to his fiance.
And Howard goes, excuse me? And he goes, no, I wasn't. And of course Leonard comes back with, oh, Bernadette, please play my clarinet.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that could be anybody's written poetry, you know. But we really do see that you know, and even Howard comes back with the fact is that Raj will fall in love with any woman who actually smiles at him. So, I mean, and then that is true.
Yeah.
You know, Raj thinks that he is absolutely, you know, if you smile at Raj, that's it. You're going out and you're possibly getting married. He is, but then again, we've always said, Kat and I have always said that as far as we're concerned, Raj should have really been written as gay. He really should have.
He really should have.
You know, there was really no...
I mean, even just the way he set up dinner for Sheldon.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, exactly.
Yeah.
But of course...
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I think he would have been much happier if he had admitted, if he could admit that he was gay.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, Priya had already said to, told Leonard about this, you know, his feelings towards Bernadette.
Yeah.
So he was trying to keep the, and he said he was keeping it a secret. But when you've got this incredible betrayal, and as Leonard said, you know, I don't want to get back with Penny, but you know, how could you betray me like that? You know, and this is where Raj comes back with, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm your second, I'm her second choice. I'm now in love with her. I'm now in the relationship with her. And it's like, no, you're not. This has got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
But you know, really, when you've got that bit of ammunition that you've kept to yourself, I guess at that moment you're really ready to start releasing that because of what you feel at this moment.
Yeah.
But of course we come back with the fact that Sheldon decides that he is now going to tell everyone what his rank is going to be in paintball. And he's decided he's going to come the rank of captain because if it's good enough for Kirk, Captain Crunch and
Captain Kangaroo
is good enough for him. And
I'm surprised he left off Picard.
Yeah, that was the first thing you said. The fact that it would be Picard as well, because we all know that there is Captain Picard, but I don't know why he went with Captain Kangaroo and Captain Crunch. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
I miss Captain Crunch. That was always my favorite
cereal. I liked Captain Crunch. Yeah, I really did.
Original peanut butter.
Although one thing I did really love was cinnamon.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah, cinnamon cereal. Oh, my God, that was so cool.
Yeah, but when I was a kid on those incredibly rare occasions, actually, I think I started eating it more when I got out to university. When I first moved out on my own, I would buy Captain Crunch, the peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Was that because, like most university students, you're on a budget?
No, it was because my mother would never buy it for us because it was crap.
Oh, my God. I remember we had... In Australia, I mean, we still do have it, but I mean, of course, it's like the way it is like now, it's like $30 a packet almost. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid growing up, we used to have Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
And I always remember the one time that I went up to my grandmother's, my grandma and grandfather's property to stay. And it was the only time I ever did it. But the poor woman, she called it Loopy Loops. Like,
every really rare once in a while my mother would buy Fruit Loops or Frosted Flakes, but usually Cheerios was the sweetest cereal we ever got.
I loved Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so good. And we used to have another one called Honey Smacks.
Yep.
They were really nice.
Yep.
We had a lot of great cereal. Now it's all politically incorrect. You can't use Honey Smacks. You can't, because that's, you know, deemed as that you know, that might be. Now it's Honey Puffed Oats or something.
Yeah.
It's not Honey Smacks because that's politically incorrect and violent. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah. But so Captain Crunch was always my favorite.
Yeah, I did like that one. Now we transition to Penny's apartment and she's got some wine and she can't find a glass.
In glass.
So she improvises. So she ends
up a measuring cup.
And of course, Amy then knocks on the door and goes, oh, are you measuring out your wine intake? That's a smart idea.
Well, walking to the door, she says, you know what? This is good because wine glasses should have handles.
And as Amy does said, the fact that she's now measuring her wine intake, and because of the fact that she is got a propensity to be a little bit skanky when she has had a few. And this is where Penny just absolutely just wants to die and fall into the floor because
she's like, oh, you heard what I did? No, but I heard who you did.
Yeah. And then Amy launches into a story about, now who was it?
Catherine the Great.
Yes, please tell them about that.
Okay, so the urban legend is that Catherine the Great, who was the Empress of Russia back in the 1700s, used to like to have sex with horses. And they developed this elaborate pulley to hoist the horse up so that they could put it to just the right position on top of her for her to get her jollies off. And the urban legend is that one day the pulley system collapsed, the horse fell on her, and she died.
And as Amy says, if she can get over that, then surely you can.
And they still call her great.
Yeah. So if she gets over that, then you can certainly getting over having sex with a little Indian boy.
But that was actually an urban legend about Catherine the Great, and she actually died of a stroke in November 1796. But they couldn't leave the poor woman alone. Apparently she had the stroke in the toilet, but died like in her bed. But the Russian court decided that wasn't good enough, and they started spreading the rumor that she died on the toilet like Elvis.
Really?
Yeah.
I would actually be more concerned about her being labeled the first person to try bestiality.
Yeah. But Amy's educated enough to know that was an urban legend. So maybe she was just being purposefully messing with Penny.
Yeah.
That's entirely possible.
So Penny does come up with, or lets her know about a story about when she was in second grade, where she was supposed to marry this one boy at recess. But by the time she got out, he was engaged to another girl. So what did Penny do? She hung upside down
from the monkey bars and showed all the boys her panties.
And so this
as
is where
you
Penny,
do, I suppose. Neither did I.
So this is where Penny says to.
I'd be worried if you were wearing a skirt to school, honey, at that age.
I don't think I ever have worn a skirt. Wore my pajamas once. My mother decided that she bought me a really great looking, like a BMX jumpsuit.
And she didn't realize that it was pajamas.
And it was really, really breezy on the nether yayas. And I remember that I went to school and I thought I looked pretty swish.
It was a casual day, just saying.
No, it was a regular school day.
Oh, you didn't have uniforms?
Yeah, well, we did have uniforms, but because it was a public school, you didn't have to wear them if you didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
So I would just go to school in normal clothes. So this one day when I went to school in my pajamas, which I didn't realize was pajamas, one of my friends said, oh, that's an interesting outfit you've got there, Paul. And I'm like, really? Why? And he goes, I've got the same outfit. I'm like, oh, you should have worn it today at school. He goes, well, no, I don't wear it because it's pajamas. And I'm like, no, it's not. And he goes, yeah, it is. They're pajamas. And when I got into the car when my mum picked me up from school, I said to her, oh, I just want to let you know, thanks for sending me to school in pajamas. And she's like, what? What do you mean? And I said, what you've got me wearing right now is pajamas. And she said, no, they're not. It was only until she read the back of where you've got the label to say how to wash it. It said pajama set. So I went to school, everyone, in pajamas.
And I can hear your mother, God rest her soul, saying, I can't believe you just said that on a podcast, international podcast.
I'm a trendsetter. So Penny says to Amy, listen, how about we go somewhere that nobody has seen my underwear? Maybe not anyone's seen me naked.
And she's like, we might have to drive a while.
So she opens up her apartment door to leave, and there's Sheldon and Lennon across their
and
door.
She just gets to the deer in the headlights look and then slams the door closed.
And I love it how Sheldon looks at Lennon and goes, she's not very subtle, is she?
Subtlety is not her strong suit.
And I like it how she does. So then Penny does say to Amy, is there any chance that I could possibly stay at your place for a while? And she's like, a sleepover.
Best friend sleepover?
We'll have popcorn. We'll stay up late at night and I'll teach you my secret language up. And I am not going to try and do it. But what I might do is I will put that audio thing at the end of the podcast so you'll actually hear it, because I can't even say it. It's really cool.
Yeah, Mambi Alec was brilliant in that moment.
And all I said to Kat when we were watching this episode was, I wonder how many takes it took to actually get it just right. So
then again, we wouldn't know if it was wrong.
I know, we wouldn't. But I will definitely put that audio grab at the end of the podcast, so stay with us.
I also love how that made-up language comes into play later on when the boys are talking Klingon, so the girls go into that language.
Yes, they go into up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back in their apartment, Leonard is showing Sheldon his camouflage suit and saying that he really need to wear it and all like that. Sheldon's like, Leonard, I can hear your voice, but I can't see you. And he takes off the helmet and he goes, oh, there you are, Leonard. And he goes, listen, I don't want to do it. And Leonard is, he's very distraught.
Yeah.
Until,
understandably so. His friend betrayed him.
Yeah. Until Sheldon has been having a Zoom chat with somebody. Who has he been having a chat with?
I have someone here who can help you. He's like, I don't want to talk to Amy. And it's his mother, Beverly.
If anyone doesn't know this, and I'm sure after 5 seasons, you would be well aware, Kat despises Beverly Hofstetter.
Hate, loathe, and despise this woman.
Catherine Baranski is
Christine
awesome.
Christine Baranski.
Sorry, Christine Baranski is awesome. But the person that she plays, Beverly Hofstetter, Kat detests.
Adore, love, and absolutely love Christine Baranski. I think she's amazing. She's a brilliant actress.
Yeah.
But God, I hate Beverly Hofstetter. She is just a loathsome excuse for a parental unit.
And she even says about the fact that when Leonard was growing up, he would be like, look, mummy, a butterfly. And she'd be like, oh, maddening.
Yeah. And he's first stating the obvious. And because she's like, you know, I'm happy to help. And he's like, oh, that's really nice. And she's like, again, obvious.
Back to the obvious. What's wrong? And he goes, okay. Penny and I were going out. We broke up. I don't want to get back with her. It just didn't work. But now the girl
that I'm best friends has slept with her.
And the girl that I'm seeing for the last 8 months is now moving back to India. And I'm just lost. And do you have any alone? And do you have any advice?
And his mother
comes back.
The woman who's supposed to love you more than anyone on this planet, to always want to, you know, protect you from pain like this. What does she say? Buck up.
And he goes, is that all you've got?
He's like, you are an international,
world-renowned
psychiatrist,
child psychologist
on child and family and everything, and that's all you've got. Buck up. Fine, buck up, sissy pants.
Yeah, and he goes, thank you, mother. I feel much better. And she goes, oh, that's okay. If you need any more help, my books are on Amazon. Signing off. And that is it. It's like, really?
Oh, I mean, God, I hate
Leonard.
That
could have got. It would have been better if Leonard went down and spoke to a hobo and said, can you give me some ideas?
Yeah. But I just want to point out that Beverly's appearance was over Skype because Christine Baranski was filming another series in New York.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's actually.
I mean, it fit that she was there anyway.
Yeah, it does.
She's
yeah.
in New Jersey and
the
boys are
in California. Yeah.
But they actually had her on the computer because she was literally across the country.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
so now we go back into Raj's apartment and he's drinking beer. And of course, he gets a knock on the door and a very angry Bernadette not only bursts in, but bursts in and backs him up to a corner.
What's wrong with you? Why did you tell Howard there was something going on between us? What were you thinking?
He's completely freaking out. And I look at how Raj goes, come in.
Nice to see you. Come in.
And she says that he better straighten things out with Howard because he's completely freaking out, just telling him that there's never been anything with us, there will never be anything with us. And I like it how, oh, okay. Bernadette, what? Do you think I have a shot with Penny? And
what you do? You're a cutie pie. Any girl would be lucky to have you.
And you just see, you know, Roger's got that smile on his face like, oh, validation. Nice.
You gotta love Raj. It's like nothing gets to him.
No, and he still doesn't understand the whole thing. And he does say that he will straighten things out with Howard, which is good. But yeah, it's just Amy's apartment. Amy is combing Penny's hair, and she says that it's like a golden waterfall.
Yes,
you know,
and
then
Penny does have pretty hair.
She does, and then of course, Amy goes, my turn. So they start. So she starts brushing Amy's hair. And of course, as she's getting her hair brushed, there's a knock on the door, and Amy opens the door to find that Raj is standing there, and he's just finishing off a swig of booze. And he does say, "Hi, Amy, can I speak to Penny?" And
And I love this moment where Amy just goes, oh, "A best friend sleepover and a boy at my door. Oh, I wish I could go back and tell 13-year-old me it really does get better."
And I look at her, Penny goes, how did you know that I was here? And he goes, oh, well, it's all over her Facebook page. And I love it how Amy
kind of sheepish look, like, yeah, oh, like, what can I do?
You know. So Amy does say, and of course Rose says, you know, can I speak to Penny alone? And she goes, of course. And she goes over to Penny and goes, I'll just put your, you know, stuff into the bedroom. Try and keep it in your pants. Yeah. And Penny and Rose sits down and they want to discuss about the fact of what happened. And Penny says that, you know, she was incredibly drunk and, you know, they should never have slept together. It's what ruins friendship.
And she just wants to go back to the way it was. And he's like, but how can you ruin a friendship?
With sex. And she, and
it's like ruining ice cream with chocolate sprinkles.
Yeah. And she goes, I just want to go back to the way it was, no sprinkles. And he goes, oh, okay. And she says, and he goes, well, okay, well then if we're being completely honest, I want to tell you that we didn't have sex in the conventional
in
sense.
In the conventional sense. She's like, did you pull some weird Indian crap on me?
Yeah. And he goes, no. He said, when we got undressed and jumped into bed, you asked me if I had anything. And she goes, you did, didn't you? And he goes, yes, I'm always...
If I had protection. And
yeah.
And she's, he goes, like, you did. And he's like, yes, I'm always packing.
Yeah. And you
Which
went
hilarious.
And you went to help me put it on. And
that's all she wrote.
And she's like, and she has that look on her face like, oh my God. And she goes,
so you did.
So we didn't. And he goes, no. No.
I did.
And he goes, I did. It was beautiful.
But you didn't.
But you didn't. And she's like, oh my God. Okay. So we're now, so Penny is very shocked and relieved by the admission. But as he says, can you please not tell anyone? She's like, no, of course I won't. Of course I won't, you know. And so Raj gets up to leave. And Penny says to Raj, oh, before you go, and she goes over and she hugs him and she says, thank you
for
being
before that.
What?
While they're still sitting on the couch, can I say that it was just our room was too hot and burned out too quickly?
And she goes, yes.
Can I say that you were like, oh, I want to have your baby? And I'm like, no, I'm too rock and roll to be tied down.
No.
And I forget what the third one was.
Can I tell it? Can I say that I ruined you for white men?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And she's like, no.
Also, no. And I like it how they go and they hug at the door because, you know, Raj is leaving and Penny's seeing him off. And they're hugging and Raj goes, Penny? And she goes, yes. And he goes, it's getting beautiful again. And
she's
immediately breaks away from him, like, get away from me, you disgusting little man. So
yeah.
Now we are now at the paintball tournament.
Okay. And I would like to point out,
yes,
Captain Kirk had a naval rank of captain.
Yes.
Which is the equivalent to an Army, Marine, Air Force colonel. He did not have the Army, Marine, Air Force rank of captain, which is the equivalent of a naval lieutenant. So even though Sheldon compared himself to naval captains, he wore the rank insignia of an Army captain rather than the eagle of a naval captain.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, that makes me really wonder why it was, because Sheldon is so much enamored with Captain Kirk. Why didn't he make himself admiral? Because Kirk becomes admiral.
Because admirals are the ones who sit back and directing everything from a desk and playing golf on Saturdays.
But Kirk didn't. Kirk was on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Doesn't matter.
See, I would have said admiral, but I'm still with my people.
Captain is the active rank.
Yeah,
but he was wearing an incorrect insignia.
Yeah. So at the paintball shack, Sheldon's having a... They're looking at the display of the field via Google Earth, and he explains his plans to take out the geology department because apparently they're almost out of ammunition and they've forgotten sunscreen, so they have to stay in the shadows or risk melanoma. And you know, Sheldon, Raj, Leonard, and Howard they're just not in the mood to play paintball because with everything that's going on, there's still a lot of animosity and you know between Howard and Raj and Leonard and Raj, and it's not a good time to play. And really, it even gets to the point where Sheldon doesn't blame his team for wanting to pull out and not worry about playing and the lack of motivation. He blames himself because he didn't really earn the captain insignia that he's sewn on, and he does try to rip them off, but of course he does say that, well,
what I make up in strength, what I lack in strength,
leadership,
I make up for in sewing.
Yeah, because he can't rip the captain's bars off. And then he says, okay. And Sheldon stands up and he gives Leonard his gun. And he says, and of course they're like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm following on the footsteps of Kirk, Crunch, and Kangaroo. And Sheldon leaves the shack and stands in the open and provokes
with his arms spread wide.
And provokes the enemy, saying, Geology isn't a real science. And he absolutely, and he basically he's sacrificing himself, and he gets shot at least 20 times with paintballs.
That he would have been black and blue all over, because they hit him a lot in the legs and the arms, as well as where the protection on the chest was.
Of course, this enrages the entire team, and they attack the other team, trying to vanquish their other team in retaliation for what they did to Sheldon.
And then, of course, it cuts back to the apartment, and we see the trophy that they won the tournament.
And I like it how Leonard does actually propose a toast to Captain Sheldon. He goes, "Well, no, at my actually, with my last major. Breath, with my last breath, I awarded myself the battlefield promotion to major, so I'm now Major Sheldon Cooper."
You know, and it totally ruins the moment of the guys.
It does. It was like, such a lovely moment.
You know, I'd like to propose a toast to the man who inspired our victory, to Captain Sheldon, and then Sheldon, of course, is Sheldon and ruins it.
Yeah, it was Captain Cooper. Yeah. So we see that Penny enters the apartment and she wants to apologize for everything that's going on, but she's basically makes a statement. She says that she's going to go back to Nebraska. And funny enough, before we actually get to that, Penny had said to Amy, you know, I'm a failure. I've been out here for such a long time. My acting career is going absolutely nowhere. I should just give up acting and go back to Nebraska. And Amy's like, well, no, you can't go back because my social life lives.
Because I finally have a thriving social life and no pressure, but it kind of lives and dies with you.
Yeah. So when we see this moment.
And Penny also said a little bit of foreshadowing that the only thing I've gotten was a callback for a hemorrhoid commercial. And Amy's like, I could totally see you as the face of hemorrhoids. And Penny's like, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So Penny comes in to the boys' apartment and does say that she's going to go back to Nebraska. And they're like, what are you going to do? And she goes, I don't know, maybe teach acting. And
Before that, when she first started to apologize, Raj stood up and put his arm around her and started to go on. And she looks at him, she says, what are you doing, quick draw?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, sorry.
And he sits back down and she
goes on to say that she's thinking about going back to Nebraska.
And of course, then her cell phone rings.
But you know, what are you thinking? And then her mobile rings. And she shushes Leonard because it's her agent.
Because he was in the middle of saying, listen, I'm in a relationship. We're no longer together. I hope you're not going to go back because of me. And she's like, shh, 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 shh. And she's, you're kidding. Really? Okay. Oh, my God. That's awesome. And she hangs up the phone and we find out that she did get the part in the commercial. In the hemorrhoid commercial.
Yep.
In the final scene of the entire episode, we see that the gang are watching the commercial with Penny. I was going to not put this in the podcast, but I am going to put this at the very last part of the podcast.
Now, what's interesting is that Leonard's sitting in the chair and Penny is sitting on the arm of the chair next to Leonard.
Yeah. Yes.
That I found very telling.
Yeah. And Priya wasn't there.
No, she wasn't.
No, it was just the gang.
Well, he and Priya have essentially broken up at this point.
Well, yeah, right now they have. There's been an argument that's been going on.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, yes, the screen then goes black, and that is the end of this week's episode.
Okay. Well, they're watching her hemorrhoid commercial, which I'm going to put up there. Really cute.
It is. So I'm going to put
that. I like her little joke at the end.
Yeah. So I'm going to put that sound grab up at the end of the podcast. What was the other sound grab that I was going to put up? Yeah, I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and listen to our episode. Damn it. I got to go back.
You have access to the recording.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. So
I just looked up to make sure we were recording, and we are.
We are definitely recording. Please do. So this week's question is going to be, and it's a very simple one. Have you ever played paintball? I haven't. I'd really love to, but
I'd like to, but I think I'd get hurt.
But I think to myself, with my company, if they decided to do a paintball tournament, everyone would be aiming towards management and they would get decimated.
Yeah.
So,
which would actually tell management a few things.
Yeah. So they would probably never say, let's go play paintball. They do other stupid shit. So there, this week's question is, have you ever played paintball?
I'd rather play laser tag.
That was fun. I used to play laser tag.
I want to play laser tag.
So for that question, for the answer, email us perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com, or you can answer it directly on Spotify. But yes, this week's question, have you ever played paintball?
Okay, so for those following along at home, we had one lunch at Caltech, one Chinese takeout, and one pizza.
Beautiful.
And we have a Chuck Lorre, crazy credit, Chuck Lorre Productions number 349. This one is weird. Okay. Every night before going to bed, he would brush his teeth and make a preemptive attempt to void his bladder. He then walked into his closet, got on his knees in front of the shoe rack, and prayed to a god whose unlikely existence he likened to an ongoing quantum event. In his mind, the act of kneeling mattered not at all to this supposed god. He could just as well pray standing naked on his head with his ass serving as a fleshy vase for a bouquet of flowers. The penitential pose was only useful as a demonstration of his humility in the face of the infinite, although when things were going his way, it was more of a feigned humility. The prayers themselves mostly consisted of thanking his subatomic almighty verb for assembling an infrastructure that allowed for life to exist. This included, in no particular order, the various laws of physics, gravity, organic chemistry, and thermodynamics. And since it was his belief that sentient life was created by an insentient universe in order for the insentient universe to be admired, he made an effort in his prayers to tell the insentients, nice work or way to go. Finally, he would close with a plea for this nameless everything to look after the less fortunate. Please, God, despite the clear evidence that it's not in your nature to care, bring love and happiness to all the souls who suffer. Then, his heart filled with grace, he would climb into bed and sleep peacefully until he dreamed he was standing in his closet and peeing on his shoes. God's clever way of telling him he had to wake up and go to the bathroom.
I have said it before, and I will say it again. There is something very interesting about Chuck Lorre's mind.
I know, right?
Because that is just so left field of everything.
Yeah.
Very strange. Interesting, but strange.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, I would love to have Chuck Lorre on this podcast. That would be such an interesting episode.
God, to sit there and talk to him about what his whole ideas about his vanity cards are.
Yep.
But I'm glad that we're actually going through episode by episode so we can read the vanity cards, because as we all know,
I always wonder about those when I'm watching the show and they just flash up and away.
Yeah. So I'm glad we're able to sit and you know, basically read all of them. But they're very interesting. So, yeah, so this week's question, as I said, have you ever played paintball? So email us, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com for the answer. Yeah, unless you want to send us, you know, cat pictures or dog pictures or recipes, or you just want to say hi because we're not untouchable.
We're happy to have you just say hi.
Yeah, we are definitely not, you know, we are definitely not untouchable. We can definitely be there. We would love to speak to every one of you guys. So please feel free anytime to email us. We'd love to hear from you. Sorry?
I touch you, baby.
Yes. And that's what I'll, that's all we'll say about that.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. If you haven't done so already, please leave us a like and subscribe where you listen to podcasts and leave us a review. And if you know anybody who'd like to join the conversation, by all means, please pass it on. And we hope to see you over at the Home Class Movie Chat as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, and I realized what sound grab I was going to do for the second to last and the last. So,
okay. Yes. So on that happy note, we'll see you next time for season 5, episode 2, The Infestation Hypothesis. And in the meantime, we'll catch up at the Cheesecake Factory.
Bye, everyone.
Can I stay at your place for a few nights?
Really?
A best friend sleepover? Yay.
Yeah, sure. Yay.
We'll make popcorn, stay up all night, and I'll teach you my secret language. Op.
Sounds great.
Nope. Sounds gop, rop, ea, top.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pack a bag.
No, you're not. You're gonna pop a cup, cup. A bop, a cup.
You might like to know that, we didn't have sex in the conventional sense.
Oh, God, did you pull some weird Indian crap on me?
No. After we got undressed and jumped in bed, you asked if I had protection.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Of course, I'm always packing. Anyway, I had trouble putting it on, and you tried to help, and that was all she wrote.
So, we didn't actually...
I did. It was beautiful. Penny, please, please promise me you won't tell anybody about this.
Of course I won't. Oh, no.
Good. And can I tell people that our love burnt too bright and too quickly? Kind of a candle in the wind deal?
Sure.
Oh, can I say it fell apart because you were all, I won't have your babies. And I was like, I'm too rock and roll to be tied down.
No.
Can I say I ruined you for white men?
Also, no.
Okay, just the candle
thing. Yeah.
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, all started with a little.